I was 7 years old when I came to the United States, so that's pretty young. I was with my sister. It was just the two of us that came together. She was eight. Our parents did not come with us at all. They stayed in Cuba. My name is Anna Garcia. I live in Baldwin Park. Came through the Peter Pan program in 1962. Operación Pedro Pan, Operation Peter Pan, was a program that was established by the Catholic Church by a priest who went to Cuba, and he got 14,000 children out and placed them in foster care, in orphanages, and in homes throughout the United States. At that time, I think my parents understood more of why they needed to get us out of the country, that they could not leave us in that type of an atmosphere or in that type of government to grow up in. I remember waking up in the morning, and it was still dark outside, and we were at my grandmother's house, and our suitcases were being packed, and we could not take anything with us, just the clothes that we had in our suitcase. I think it was two change of clothing. My mom didn't go to the airport. She did not want to see us leave. She stayed home. It was my dad who took us. I remember getting there, and we were inside a big room with all of the other kids. And I do remember my sister crying. And the guard told my dad, if she doesn't stop crying, we're going to pull her out. I recall walking to the airplane and going up on the steps and sitting down. And it was full of children, you know, young kids. We landed in Miami and then went to Yakima, Washington. And nobody spoke Spanish. Everything was through translations. But the foster parents did not speak Spanish. So it was quite a little bit difficult communicating with them. I know that I did not unpack my suitcase for like a week because I thought I was on vacation and I was going to go back home. We did not call our foster parents mom and dad. We called them Katie and George, and they were like the best people on earth. Little by little, we forgot Spanish. So we were just English speaking. We did not speak any Spanish at all. So that also helped a lot to become part of the family, part of the neighborhood, part of the groups of kids at school. Talking to our parents was a little bit tricky. They would write to us in Spanish, and we couldn't read it any longer. So we had to find some lady that was in the neighborhood, luckily, that she was able to translate the letters. And we wrote to them in English, so they had to have them translated over there. When we reunited with our parents, it had been 4 years since we had already been separated. And when they arrived, we were in American mode. They were in Cuban mode. And I wanted them to go back home. I really did. I did not want them to disrupt our life. They're little culture shocks that we went through, you know, coming to the United States, living with another family, then my parents coming here. I think they realized that when they came that they were going to have to either learn English or we were going to have to learn Spanish. And you know how that went. We had to learn Spanish. No talking about that. No negotiating on not learning it. Coming to this country was worth everything that we went through. And reuniting with my parents was worth it. And I think that it has made me appreciate America. I considered America my country now, even though I was not born here. I want to stay in America. I want to see my country. I'm sorry. I love America. It's given me everything in my life. Everything.